Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Police have clashed with pro-Palestinian student protesters in Texas and California as a wave of unrest intensifies at university campuses across the United States. At the University of Texas in Austin, the governor sent in state troopers to confront demonstrators who waved Palestinian flags and chanted Free Palestine. Will Vernon reports.
Officers in riot gear tackled demonstrators at the University of Texas, arresting more than 20 people. The National Guard had been dispatched to the campus by the state's governor, Greg Abbott, who said the protesters belonged in jail. There were scuffles with police in Los Angeles, too, after efforts were made to remove protest tents. Some have blamed the unrest on radical outside elements who have infiltrated campuses. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, met Jewish students in New York, condemning the protest there as anti-Semitic and calling on the White House to take action.
Legislators in the U.S. state of Arizona have voted to repeal an abortion law dating back to 1864, which was revived earlier this month by a court ruling. The law imposes an almost complete ban on abortion. Arizona's Senate must also now vote to repeal the ban to prevent it coming into force. It's been confirmed in Haiti that the long-awaited installation of a presidential transition council will take place on Thursday. The Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, said last month that he would step down after gangs prevented him from returning to the country from an overseas trip. Yusuf Taha reports.
The swearing-in ceremony is due to take place at the Prime Minister's office on the outskirts of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The original venue, Haiti's National Palace, has repeatedly been attacked by armed groups, including in the past few days. The United Nations said the situation in Haiti is catastrophic, with the capital almost completely cut off by armed groups. A high-profile gang leader, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, has insisted that talks over Haiti's political future must include the gangs.
A Venezuelan diplomat who's been picked by opposition parties to challenge President Nicolas Maduro in July's elections has called for a peaceful, democratic transition. Orlando Teal reports.
A little-known former ambassador, Edmundo González, was named as a consensus candidate last Friday after the popular opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, was barred from standing. Her initial replacement was also prevented from registering. The 74-year-old said he had no personal ambitions, but that action needed to be taken on poverty, inflation, health and education after more than a decade of rule by President Maduro. He said he was committed to freeing political prisoners and allowing exiled Venezuelans to return home.
World news from the BBC. The United States has confirmed that Ukraine has begun using long-range ballistic missiles, which were sent in secret by Washington last month. The weapons, known as ATACMS, were first used a week ago to strike a Russian airfield in occupied Crimea. Russia has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that called on countries not to put nuclear weapons in space. The US ambassador, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, called Russia's move baffling. She asked what it could be hiding. Russia's envoy accused Washington of staging a cynical ploy. He said Moscow would soon put forward its own resolution to keep space free of weapons. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, says he's stepping back from public duties while he considers whether to resign over corruption allegations against his wife, Begoña Gómez. Mr. Sanchez complained that his political opponents had made scandalous and false allegations. Guy Hedgeco reports from Madrid.
The news that Begoña Gómez was under investigation over allegations of influence peddling came as a shock. Some news outlets have been reporting that she used her position to influence the awarding of a COVID rescue package. They also reported that she lobbied on behalf of a consortium which won lucrative government contracts. The plaintiff in this case is a labour union which has been closely linked to the far right. In a letter he posted on social media, the Prime Minister said he was clearing his diary for the next few days to consider his future and that he will make an announcement on it next Monday.
Five Australian teenagers have been charged with terrorism-related offences following raids in Sydney on Wednesday. Police say they were associates of a 16-year-old boy who was arrested after a knife attack on an Assyrian bishop in his church earlier this month. Three of the teenagers were charged with conspiring to plan a terrorist act. The others are accused of possessing violent extremist material. BBC News.